I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, hey, what time is it, kids?
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I mean, you got to bring it. I'm here every day bringing it because I carry the show.
There's a force in the universe that makes things happen. And all you have to do is get in touch with it. Stop thinking, let things happen, and be the ball.
Jeff Lutz.
Could it be that difficult of a job? This seems like a job that any old schmuck could do.
It's not realistic. It's crazy.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Strap yourself in and feel the G's.
Good evening, everybody. It's the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you until 7 o'clock this evening. We're happy to have you on board. Max Power is producing and engineering the show. And we'll take calls. You know the time for our
what is the time again?
Segment.
Remind folks.
How you been?
3 o'clock. I've been great. Just fantastic.
Well, how you really been?
I've been fine.
How are things going?
I've been fine. I'm working.
We're deep into the new year.
Deep.
I was at the office today with our personnel, our education director, our office manager. It was fun being over there. I kind of gave me a lift.
Awesome.
I read a story in that had been posted online in The Atlantic about how people just aren't getting together anymore, and it's leading to all kinds of problems.
Like what?
They laid it out pretty well. It felt good to be over there this morning with around some people.
What were some of the problems that arise?
Just people don't want to interact anymore.
That's unfortunate.
We've gone into our secluded areas, and we stay home a lot more than we used to, and we don't do things that I was accustomed to for the first 65 years of my life.
Well, thankfully, I have a job that takes me into the quote-unquote office. I get to be around
But you never leave
people.
Your house otherwise.
Okay, that's fine.
That's
fair.
What I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, we leave our house.
Social activity. I was out and about almost every night back in my era. What?
What fantasy world are you living in your past? You were a father.
Nah.
You were many times
a
husband.
Part-time father.
Not really.
Quarter-time husband.
But four times, so that's a full time.
I spent some time, interacting with people.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But apparently we don't do that nearly as much as we...
It's not as much.
As we used to.
I try to interact people with people when I'm out and about.
Who do you interact
just,
with?
Just, you know, if I go to Quick Trip, I'll say...
No, you
I'll
won't.
I'll quip. I'll make a little quip.
You won't say anything.
Of course I will.
No, you won't.
Of course I will.
You never do that stuff.
I always do it.
I've never seen you do that
almost 100%
well,
of the time.
Give me an example.
I can't give you an example.
Well, last time you were in Quick Trip, what did you say?
I haven't been in Quick Trip for a while. I'm just saying... I say stuff off the cuff. I'll make a little quip here. I'll make a little observation.
No wonder we're having social issues. People don't like that.
Why not? Well, that may be the problem, but it's not because of me.
I want to go. If I go into Quick Trip and somebody comes up to me with some quip, I'm liable to backhand them.
I have what?
I don't want to hear your quips.
I have what I've diagnosed as social fearlessness. No, I don't care. I'll say anything to anybody. It doesn't really matter.
I've never seen that side of you in my life.
Well,
I've never seen that.
Ask my wife. Ask her.
I don't want to ask her. Why don't I see that side of you?
I don't know. Because usually when I'm with you, I don't feel like I need to be the. So I'll let you kind of handle the social aspect of things.
So at your office, you're seen as a guy that's socially relevant.
I'll talk every now and then. It's not like I am off the wall talking all the time.
You have a good friend at work.
Matt Heilman, but he works night side, so we don't get to interact as much.
What about during the people you work with? You got somebody?
No, I mean, our little web team, we have a nice little tight-knit group there. And whenever
do anything socially with them?
We've talked about it, but it's never. Maybe they've gone out without me. Maybe that's the thing.
Now, see, there's paranoid. That's paranoia.
I know the morning team used to get together, and I wasn't really a part of that.
Why not? You're there in the mornings.
Yeah.
Why aren't you a part of it?
I don't know. I just usually they went out like on Fridays during our show. It was like Friday afternoon thing. But I don't know if they do it anymore.
Who's involved in that now?
The morning team is...
Who is the morning team at KWCA?
On the air?
Yeah.
Britton, Felicia, Max Dutton is on the air quite a bit. Jake is our weather guy. Halen's weather.
You got a chance to ever get on the air there?
I'm not vying for that. I'm not going for that.
Well, there you go.
Did you see my Channel 12 little video that I did, though?
I did not. Where do I find it?
On Facebook.
I don't look at Facebook.
It was back on Monday. I figured you hadn't seen it because you didn't make fun of me.
Well, now I'm going to look at it. I wonder.
It was back on Monday. You'll have to scroll quite a while.
No, just look at your. Oh, it's on KWCH Facebook?
Yeah.
Why didn't you put it on yours?
Because it was a KWCH thing. We're going to start making some video content in the morning. We're having a little meeting about that on Friday. Just a little.
Well, good grief, I'll have to go back a long time to
find that. Yeah, we post pretty frequently on Channel 12, but it was Monday morning around 7, probably.
Well, I'm not even 6:30. Close to being there yet, and I've been scrolling for 10 minutes.
Yeah, so we do a lot on Channel 12.
Well, why didn't you give me a heads up?
Well, maybe I should have.
And who can keep up? Nobody's checking it that much, are they?
Well, look how many views there were on it. First of all, it's not that many compared to what we had over the weekend. We put up a video with 1 million views.
You got 1 million views on a video.
Yeah, it wasn't mine, but yes, we did get 1 million views.
I don't think I can believe that.
It was Brandon Zinner outside talking about the Chiefs not being able to leave in a timely manner. When they were flying out to Denver.
Yeah, here it is. You're doing a video on the road conditions.
Yeah, I was giving a little weekend wrap-up. That's going to be my Monday.
Let's see what the comments say.
There's no comments of anything.
Tell this dude to remove the electromagnetic frequency. That's what I get.
Yeah, but he's not talking about me. That's just some guy that has gone off the rails a little bit.
Rebecca Evans, thanks for all the updates.
You're welcome. Do you see I got 18,000 plays?
Well, I don't understand that.
That's not bad.
Here, I'm going to play a little of it.
All right. First
Monday of the year. We're going to get you caught up on the weekend and ready for the week ahead. Of course, the big story.
What, are you trying to be a weather guy? You have to Ross Jansen's job? That's ridiculous.
I wasn't doing a weather video.
It sounded like.
The big story of the week. And the weekend was the weather. So
I'm never watching again.
It's a weekend wrap-up.
I'm disappointed in the whole thing.
I thought it was great.
Didn't even check in last night on the Kansas State Wildcats. What did we watch last night? My goodness. Oh, watched quite a bit of the Lakers, which I don't know why. I wanted to hear Charles afterwards. Charles and Shaq, and they never disappoint. They're so much better than the NBA.
I'll play devil's advocate because I don't really believe this, but I see a lot of people saying, well, if they keep talking about why the NBA is so bad, why would anyone watch?
The NBA is not bad, but the Lakers, let's talk about the Lakers. They've got LeBron, who's now 40, and he's having a good year. They got Anthony Davis. They've made these moves. They think they're going to be okay. And they never really are. Why are the Lakers not really good? Tell me why.
Because neither of those guys you mentioned are three-point shooters. They have traditional, not that LeBron is in any way traditional, but he's not a shooter. He's a guy who gets to the basket, has a decent mid-range game, gets others involved. Anthony Davis is a,
They're 20 and 16. They're tied with the Clippers in the Pacific. For what that's worth, But every time I watch them, I'm like, I mean, it seems like they should be better than they are. They keep trying to tweak their team. They brought in a couple new guys.
Dorian Finney-Smith.
Seems like he's pretty good, but it doesn't matter what they do.
They've tried to fill in pieces around LeBron and Anthony Davis. They tried the superstar thing with Westbrook and Carmelo, and they tried the role player thing. Now they're kind of trying the shooters thing. They haven't really figured out what works around LeBron and Davis.
You know, I like to quiz you sometimes.
I don't know.
There are seven teams in the Western Conference right now with 20 or more wins. Name them. And you get to go until you miss. 17.
Well, you just said
20 or more wins in the Western Conference.
Oklahoma City.
They have 30.
Denver.
They have 20. You barely got that one.
You said the Lakers were 20-16, so we'll go with them. Dallas.
21.
Who else is in the Western Conference? I think the Warriors are still barely hanging on at about 20-21.
18, you mean?
Really?
Clippers. Houston.
Yeah, Houston.
And Memphis.
There you go.
Memphis is 24-13.
It's a good ball club. And John Morant is injured every other game. It's bizarre.
Eastern Conference, there are only four teams in the East that have 20 or more wins.
Well, I
name them.
I know the East because I pay attention.
Well, name them then.
Well, it's Boston.
Easy, 27.
Who's second? Oh, Milwaukee.
Wrong.
Really?
They have 18.
Well, it's...
You know, you can't get on here and say, I know the East.
Well, three is...
And then you can't be wrong then.
Three is New York, four is Orlando.
New York, 24.
Who's two?
Cleveland, 31.
Oh, Cleveland, duh.
Orlando, 22.
I don't know how I didn't come up with Cleveland.
You can't be wrong when you, well, I know the East.
I do.
No, you don't.
I just couldn't come up with Cleveland for some reason.
You did with the East and you did with the West.
No, I didn't.
Now, tonight you've got Cleveland, Oklahoma City. I got to watch that. There's no question. Cleveland 31-4, Oklahoma City 30-5. You got to watch that game.
That's the game.
That's the game.
Who would have thought?
What I'm saying is you got to watch it.
Who would have thought Cleveland, Oklahoma City in any sport would be?
So there's only one possibility, and that's the NBA.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying.
There's no other sport that it could be even possible in.
AAA hockey?
No.
You sure?
There's no other sport that it would be possible in.
Okay.
I just said that. I don't know why I have to repeat myself.
Teams that are kind of established as smaller market teams, and that's your game. That's your marquee game that you can put on the floor.
And isn't that wonderful?
It's not bad.
And I'm looking forward to it tonight. I don't believe I have anything interfering with it. Wednesday's not a great TV night. So that's probably where we'll tune.
Any night could be a great TV night, depending on what you want to stream.
You know what I mean.
And last night I streamed the Jerry Springer documentary.
Any good?
It's not that good because the people involved in that show are just deplorable human beings.
Well, what do you expect?
I know, but it's just bad.
Well, I wouldn't watch that if it was the last thing on Earth.
I don't think it probably needed a documentary, but I watched it.
I wouldn't watch that documentary. Did your wife watch it with you?
No.
What'd she watch?
She was reading.
Were you in the same room?
We were not.
Uh-oh. Anything you'd like to talk about?
She likes to read on the couch.
Well, that's a strong signal that there's been a little uprising in the relationship.
I wouldn't say that at all.
One guy's going in and watching Jerry Springer.
I wasn't watching Jerry Springer. I was watching a documentary
about Jerry
the Jerry
That's
Springer.
Exactly...
Not about Jerry Springer, about the Jerry Springer show.
And he is the focal point of that.
He was, but to hear the people involved tell it, he just showed up.
And well, he didn't have a whole lot to do other than introduce people and let him go. That's basically the whole premise of that show.
And if you can do a Jerry Springer documentary with like
just think of the millions of dollars he made off that train wreck.
Do you know how long it went?
Probably 25 years.
But do you know when it was the last year of it?
I'd guess 10 years ago.
It was 2018 somehow.
Really?
Who was watching that show in 2018?
I don't remember it in 2018. And by the way, 2018's 7 years ago now.
Yes, it is.
Which doesn't seem possible.
That's still pretty recent.
Here's what we have for you today on the show. Andy Hill, the boys coach at Wichita Northwest, they are undefeated. They are off to a very hot start. They have beaten Capen. They have not yet played Heights. And they have a big one coming up Saturday night out at the Park City Arena against fellow unbeaten Derby in the AVCTL City League Challenge.
Did you see Derby score against Valley Center?
1-1.
1 point.
On the road. Valley Center is probably pretty good.
Clearly.
Derby's won some close games.
They have. They've pulled out
they
a lot of
them. They beat McPherson by one.
Didn't they beat Andover in a close game, or is that somebody else? I don't remember either.
I don't know how close that game was. I'm not. I don't have a photographic memory.
You have a computer and a brain.
What I have is a great memory, but I don't have a photographic memory.
I actually do.
Oh, God. Yeah. You're such an expert in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I couldn't think of Cleveland because I looked at it.
Couldn't even get Cleveland.
They beat Andover by 2, McPherson by 1, May South by 8. That was a little, and then Valley Center by 1.
Well, they've got another game in there, don't they?
Yeah, but they whooped Mays and they whooped Salina South.
So Derby 6-0, Northwest also unbeaten. And we'll talk with Andy Hill coming up at what time? 5:45. Mike Furches will join us in hour number two at around 6:25, maybe a little earlier. We're going to go with Mike for a couple of segments.
We are.
To talk pop culture. Because Mike and I, this is where Mike and I really, really mesh.
It doesn't usually seem like it, but okay.
You never have much to offer, and I don't want you to bring up the Jerry Springer
documentary. He watches movies. You watch TV. He watches maybe one or two shows that you watch.
8 or 10 movies.
Yeah, but
since we last had Mike on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's right. I have watched 8 or 10
yeah,
movies.
That's, I'm not going to participate in that conversation.
Good. That's the best news I've gotten all day.
Maybe I just may go home.
Okay.
You and Mike can handle that.
Mike and I can handle that.
Yeah, it's.
We've got the Golden Globes to talk about. They've postponed the Critics' Choice Awards this weekend because of the fires in Southern California, and that looks awful. I saw a video earlier today that was just chilling. Flames all around this house with the sprinkler systems on. And the people still in the house with dogs running around.
What?
And it was absolutely crazy.
That's terrible.
Well, I hope that house was saved.
The people. I mean,
well, that's what I mean. Of course, duh.
Well, that's not what you said.
No, I hope the people perish, but I hope they save the bathroom.
Well, I saved you.
I mean, what a dumb thing to say. Now I'm fired up.
Well, what a dumb thing to say. I hope the house was saved.
I hope the house was saved and everyone in it. Do I need to spell it out
yes.
for you? I really need to spell it out for you.
Yes.
Okay, so if the people got killed, that's okay, but man, I hope they save that garage door.
Save that for a promo. I want to hear you say
well,
that.
Say what?
That you hope the people were killed.
Well, that's no, of course not.
Of course not, but say that.
Doesn't that go without saying?
No, say that explicitly.
I've got to say that, man, I hope the people live through that.
Yes.
If you're gonna, I can't say it'd be great if the house was saved. That doesn't insinuate to you that I'm also...
If you're going to say that, I need you to finish the thought. Because, yes, fully, it does go without saying that we obviously all hope that the people inside the house were safe and saved. But if you say, I hope the house is okay and the people and everything involved and around it.
I don't think I need to say all that.
I think okay.
I think that if I say, I hope the house made it, then I when I said there were people in it, that would mean they made it too.
Sure.
Right? The people could make it, but not necessarily the house.
Right. That's what we're.
So I'm hoping the house and the people made it.
That's excellent. Very kind-hearted thought and gesture.
You would just say, sentiment. I hope the people made it.
Yeah, I would.
But I also hope the house made it.
Well, if the house did or didn't, that stuff
if
is replaceable.
I had a fire around here, I'd hope that the house made it and we made it.
Well, what would be the first thing I asked? Is everybody okay?
Then I don't know if I'd even answer you.
And then what's the house? It's kind of secondary at that point.
I don't know if I'd even answer you.
That's fine.
When we come back, we'll talk some NFL wild card. We've got 6 games coming up this weekend. We'll make picks coming up tomorrow as well with Jason Duda, with Max, with Anthony. Duda's kind of built a lead that I'm not sure anybody can catch him, but with that bonus game, you never know. He's going to miss one of those at some point. He's on a real streak right now. Back in a minute with some NFL talk here on the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
This one, number 12, back in the week of January 6th, 1975, Bungle in the Jungle, Jethro Tull.
Love Jethro.
Friend of ours, Ian Anderson, friend of the show.
Yes.
Made an appearance on this show several years ago from Jethro Tull.
Yes, that's correct.
Jethro Tull was kind of that mystical band when I was a kid. I didn't really understand. I thought it was a guy named Jethro Tull, and it made me a little uncomfortable, if you know what I'm...
To me, it feels like it should be a heavy metal band. It sounds like the name of a heavy metal band. Jethro Tull. And they're kind of fluty. They play the flute. It's weird.
Well, but they get into it. They rock.
I need to listen to more Jethro Tull.
You do need to listen.
Bungle in the Jungle is one of my picks.
Yeah.
Picks to click.
You know, we're doing that 70th birthday party for yours truly and 3 other people who have been involved heavily in League 42 coming up on March 1. We're going to have that party at the Rudd Center. And one of the things I want to do is have all of us pitch in 25 songs. And we'll play them as the party ensues. And it'll be kind of cool, won't it?
Yeah, maybe 25?
Yeah, it's going to be a 3-hour party, 100 songs.
Well, that's 400. Wait, I can't. What am I?
100 songs. You got no brain function.
It's 400 minutes. And that's nearly 7 hours. So maybe 10 songs, 15.
15 songs, 60 songs. These songs aren't all 4 minutes.
But that's about the average length of it.
The Beatles didn't play 4-minute songs.
I understand. Okay, then it's 330 hours or 330
hours? What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
You look like a confused...
Four minutes per song, 100 songs.
You look like
400
a
minutes
sitting on a park bench somewhere that can't get the brain to work.
I think it's working. I think your brain's not working.
My goodness. Anyway, we're thinking about doing that.
Here's what I need from you regarding that. Just $70 is a lot. I think just any donation.
No, $70.
That's hard to ask people to part with $70.
We know a lot of wealthy people.
You'll be getting $7.
No, I won't.
From me.
Really?
7.000.
You guys can't come up with $70?
I doubt it. We'll see.
Oh, my God. We're asking for $70.
Well,
and I'm going to invite everybody.
We'll start a fund.
And all that money will go to helping League 42.
Of course it will.
And based on how many people the four of us know, we should have a good turnout.
I completely agree.
Those guys got to be aggressive in who they invite, though.
Where is this being held?
At the Rudd Center, 1212 East 17th Street, on Saturday, March 1, from 2 to 5 p.m.
They're in the practice
facility.
We'll
be serving snacks, birthday cake, drinks. You'll get some bang for your buck.
I sure hope so.
Looking forward to it. I mean, I can't believe I'm going to be 70 years old. I can't believe that. It's daunting.
No.
I don't
know what to say.
I don't think like I'm 70, you know?
Right. Nor should you.
What do you mean, nor should I?
Just stay young as long as you can.
There are people who think like they're 70.
How old do you think?
About 30. I'm still ready to go, man.
Yeah, but that's an immaturity that we need to...
So what would have been the right answer?
40.
I was crazy at 40, too.
Here we go.
No, I mean,
you were a normal guy.
I was crazy.
No, you weren't. You were just a normal guy.
No,
I hate to break that to you.
I didn't go out all the time, but I like to be out.
Okay.
At 40.
Yeah.
It didn't really calm
down. I was 12
until I met my wife.
Okay.
And it had you. It calmed down some then.
Well, that was 30 years earlier.
It calmed down some then. Some.
Well, I just don't want you to project.
I had a pitcher of beer the day you were born.
A pitcher?
Yes.
No, you didn't. You were working.
No, I wasn't. I didn't work.
It was City League Tuesday.
We went home. I left the hospital. You had to stay overnight. And to celebrate, I went down, met with some of my friends in Derby.
I didn't have to just stay overnight. I stayed overnight the next night. And the night after that.
Yeah, whatever it was. We still celebrated.
Thank you. I'm sure that's what got me through.
I mean, I wanted to celebrate with my boys.
Like who?
You know who I...
No, I don't.
Who I hung out with.
I do. When I was born, I know who you were hanging out with.
You know, it's the... You know who they are. They're the Derby guys.
Okay.
My goodness. All right, we've got NFL wild card weekend coming up. A bunch of games. The Chargers in Houston, rate it. Level of
interest. Am I rating it on a curve, like compared to the other games?
No, just your level of interest.
Probably a 6.
Yeah, that's a good game because both of those teams are... Houston didn't have the year I thought they would have. The Chargers were probably a little better than I thought they would be. So, yeah. Pittsburgh-Baltimore.
3.
I saw the Raiders got permission to talk with Steve Spagnuolo from the Chiefs. I don't know if that excites me. They ought to work out a trade for Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
And try to get a quarterback. And see what, you know, they had a great discussion about Mike Tomlin today. Pittsburgh never has a good quarterback.
When does Mike Tomlin ever
get to the playoffs? If you put a good quarterback on that team,
But isn't that part of what is a drawback for Mike Tomlin, that he never prioritizes the quarterback position?
You can't find one where they draft because they're always too good to get a real elite quarterback.
You can find guys.
No. I like that
Brock
game.
Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft.
Denver-Buffalo. I think that's going to be a better game than most people think.
I don't. I think Buffalo's just going to stomp Denver. And I feel bad for Denver.
Well, we'll see how you pick
Rookie quarterback on the road.
We'll see how you pick it.
We will.
I think Denver, I think that guy can really coach. I'm not a fan. Don't care for Sean Payton very much. But I think he's an elite, maybe the best coach.
Fine.
In the NFL outside of Andy Reid. And what if you have the three best coaches in the NFL in that division now? What if Harbaugh, Payton, and Andy Reid are the three best coaches?
Yeah, then you have the three best coaches.
That's plausible, though, right?
It's within the realm. Your guy Tomlin is up there.
Sean McVay. I think you got to think about that.
Well, it might have been just a few years ago we were thinking.
Dan Campbell has not done it long enough.
McVay, Carroll, and whoever else is in that division in the NFC West. Who am I thinking of?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The Rams, frankly. McVay, Carroll, and Shanahan. Yeah.
And who was at Arizona at the time?
Cliff Kingsbury bounced through. They didn't really have a guy.
Anyway, I just thought of it. I just came up with that.
That's brilliant.
No, really. It's
John Harbaugh, though, is probably.
Yeah, John Harbaugh would be in that mix. No question about it. And you might pick him above either Jim Harbaugh or Sean Payton. But it's plausible to think.
In fact, now that I think about it, I'm going McVay, Tomlin, Harbaugh, Reed. And then maybe Payton and the other Harbaugh in that next tier.
No, Payton's got to be higher than that. Sorry. I know you don't like him, but he's got to be higher.
What he's done
in Denver is really impressive. Now, talk about taking a young quarterback who wasn't that highly. I mean, Bo Nix was highly thought of, but we didn't think he'd be this.
No. Denver just needed a quarterback.
They got a bunch of no-names.
Right. They're no-names now. We'll see if they can perform on the big stage.
Green Bay, Philadelphia. That's a good game.
Not sure Green Bay can hang. No, I will watch it. I'm interested.
They got injuries. They're dealing with injuries. So is Philadelphia.
A lot of teams are.
You know, Philadelphia can make it work without Jalen Hurts because they got so much other talent.
Right. You don't want Kenny Pickett, though, starting a playoff game for you.
Well,
I don't think.
I don't think it's going to matter. I'm not sure about Jalen Hurts. They're talking about, last I heard, he was doubtful.
He's concussed. It's you never know.
Washington, Tampa Bay. Love that game. That's my favorite game of the weekend.
When is that game? Is that Sunday?
I would assume it's
Sunday. Or Saturday.
I think it's Sunday. That's my favorite game of the weekend because both of those teams, I really like Washington. I really like Dan Quinn, and I have no problems with Tampa Bay and Baker Mayfield. I may go out and watch that game with some friends.
You think so? Get a little crazy?
I haven't done that in years.
The Saturday games are Denver-Buffalo.
I wonder if our friend Tyler Gordon's listening, and if he is... Is he going to be out watching his Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I don't know. And maybe he'll text you.
Maybe.
Why do I have to go to – I have to turn – it's too much work to watch the playoffs. CBS, Paramount Plus, then Prime Video.
CBS and Paramount Plus are the same thing.
I understand, but that's what it's listed as. And then Fox, and then NBC, and then ESPN.
Yeah, we have all these channels.
I know,
it'll
but
all
I don't,
work out.
I don't need to be working that hard to watch football.
It's not work. You press a button on your remote.
It's too much work.
I'll watch every game.
I don't know if I'll watch every game.
I'll watch most of the game.
But I'll keep abreast.
I got a busy Saturday. I wouldn't mind going out to see some high school basketball. That Derby Northwest game is really one you should see.
Yes.
Then Minnesota and the Rams. You know I like the Rams.
You do.
And by the way, that's a pick 'em game. And that will be the bonus game.
Good.
I can't wait.
I can't either.
I can't wait.
This is so easy. Like, if you pick the Rams, why are you even in this? Playing in this?
I can't wait.
They should move. When we were talking about the Fires, and I don't mean to make light, but they should move that game to Minnesota because Minnesota deserves to have a home game at 14-3.
Well, you can make that debate, but the Rams won their division.
I understand.
And the winning your division has to mean something. I know Cleveland never does it in baseball, but it has to mean
just last year.
It has to mean something.
We had a bye. And then we beat Detroit.
Is your team going to be any good this
year? Yeah, they'll be very good.
You really think so?
Yeah. I don't see why not. They won 93 games last year.
Yeah, I hope. For your mental health, I hope you're right.
I'm excited. I'm getting.
Not sure I see it.
I'm getting a little antsy now about baseball.
Royals bring back Michael Lorenzen. Good move. They seem to make just good moves.
Well, we'll see if it works out. It was a good move. But that doesn't necessarily. I mean, guys can lose it. Michael Lorenzen's a. They were talking about him early on in the offseason, like he's going to try to hit.
He is going to try to hit so that they can have 14 pitchers potentially. If you get 60 plate appearances and you're a pitcher, you don't count against the pitching limit.
So they're going to just try to ramp him up as a hitter?
That's my understanding. I'd have to look more into the details of that. But it sounds like he'll get some at-bats. And if you've ever seen Michael Lorenzen hit, he's good.
He can hit.
He's legitimately good.
He's great for a pitcher.
If he was a DH and he played 120 games, he'd hit 230 or higher.
All right. That's fairly low bar. I guess I'll go with you.
With some power.
He hits for some power.
His OPS with that many games and that many at-bats and plate appearances would be close to 700.
What
do you think of that prediction?
Tier below Rick Ankiel as a hitter.
Andy Hill joins us. He's the head boys basketball coach at Wichita Northwest. The Grizzlies are off to a very hot start. They're undefeated. They play Derby coming up on Saturday night in the AVCTL City League Challenge out at Park City Arena. Andy, hello. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. So we talked before the season started, and you talked about your roster and some of the players you had returning and some of the players who are new to the Northwest program. And we all wondered, man, if this gels, this is going to be a dangerous team, and it seems to be gelling.
Yeah, I think it is. You know, in a lot of ways, it's very much still a work in progress, but, you know, you can kind of see guys starting to figure things out and then also figure each other out as far as how the pieces fit together and what everybody's different strengths are that they bring to our program. So, you know, it's been a fun process to watch. You know, at times there's been some frustration, you know, as there can be with any season. But, you know, I'm proud of the way that the guys have, you know, been willing to work and willing to learn and, you know, just continue to show up and work hard each day.
Yeah, so certainly don't want to put any of the returners on the back burner, but when we talk about new to the roster, we're mostly talking about DJ Brown and River Peters. When did you find out they were coming to Northwest, and how did you kind of plan, and how have they maybe blown up those plans or, you know, exceeded whatever expectations you might have had?
Yeah, so that, you know, this early on in the summer was kind of when we had heard about them, and you know, DJ was a kid that we were pretty familiar with, just having played against him for a few years and you know, done a scouting report on him. And it was an interesting process because, you know, when somebody's on the other team, you think you know who they are and you have a good idea of them as a player. But then being with them every single day and kind of seeing the way they operate, you see some different sides to them. So he's really exceeded kind of everything I would have expected from him, especially just from a humbleness standpoint and a coachability standpoint. And, here's a kid that averaged 20 a game last year and was first team all league. And you might expect a kid like that to come in with an ego. And it's been the total opposite and just a really great teammate and a great young man. And then River, you know, really a similar thing as well. He averaged a similar amount of points in Emporia, and he's just fit right in and he wants to learn. And, you know, be a part of a team, and you know, nobody out there on this group is going out and trying to get theirs, and they just want to do kind of what we need on any given night to try and win a basketball game. So when you get transfers in, you never can be sure what you're going to get, and we were really fortunate this year just to get two great young men.
Andy Hill is our guest. He's the boys coach at Wichita Northwest. So when you have a returning player like Eli Benning, who we all know what a floor general he is, on top of having tremendous talents, basketball skills, how much does he kind of take the reins? And when you get newcomers like we're talking about, how much does he help in acclimating them to what you guys are trying to do?
He's invaluable. You know, none of this works and goes the way that it has gone without him and the leadership that he brings, his voice in practice every single day, in film sessions. You know, I've never had just one guy that's more of an unquestioned leader than him, and he does such a great job with it, almost to the point where, you know, we've had to talk to some of these other guys, you know, the DJs and the Rivers, of like, hey, you guys got to be vocal too. It can't just be Eli. And they're making some progress with that. But Eli, he makes everything go for us on the floor, off the floor, you know, in the locker room. It's such a blessing to have a leader like that, that we don't want to take it for granted.
Yeah, I imagine when you have a team like this and you've had a start like this, that you look forward to challenges and seeing where you're at. So how much have you been looking forward to, and are you looking forward to this portion of your schedule, which already included Capen, and then it's Derby, and then it's Heights, and then it's your midseason tournament? I have to imagine that's going to be a pretty fun stretch for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, you hope it's fun. One of the things we talked about when we came back from Christmas break is that, you know, the opportunity in front of us, you know, during the month of January, we're going to find out who we really are. And we hope that at the end of the month, we like the answer to that question. So, I mean, you definitely want to be tested against the best. And that's definitely, you know, happened starting last night, and then is, you know, coming in these next few games coming up. So I know the guys are really excited for it. You know, just to get a chance to go and play against the best. That's if you're a competitor, that's what you want to do.
Andy Hill with us. We're talking high school basketball. The unbeaten Grizzlies have Derby coming up Saturday night. Coming off a win over Capen, 45-41. Tell us about that game, because I know both of you guys, you and Coach Eck, believe in really playing defense, but that's a pretty low-scoring game. What was that game like to coach in and watch?
Yeah, it was, you know, the first quarter, you know, it was a rock fight. I mean, I think it was 6-2. Capen was up at the end of the first, so we scored 2 points in the first quarter. They do such a great job of just kind of shrinking the floor on you when they're on defense and take away a lot of driving lanes. And, you know, we were frustrated for most of the first half. At one point, mid-second quarter, we were down 18-4. And just could not get anything going. And, you know, all the credit for that goes to Capen and Coach Eck. But, you know, I think we cut it to 11 at halftime. It was 22-11. You know, I was really proud of our guys at halftime. Just, you know, there was not a whole lot of outward frustration. You know, they were just ready to, you know, what adjustments do we need to make? They were calm. They stayed together. And that allowed us, I think, to come out and tweak some things offensively in the third quarter and just kind of start chipping away at it. And, you know, found a way to get back in and beat a really good team. We were coming off probably our worst defensive game, not just this year, but really, I think, since I've been at Northwest. When we played West last Friday night, I mean, our effort and everything was just really bad. So I was proud of the response from them as well. We had two really challenging practices between last Friday and yesterday. So the response on that end of the floor as well was something that we were really proud of.
I don't know this for sure, but I would guess that you might be the first coach who's ever come back from a 14 deficit against Steve Eck to beat him. So congratulations.
Well, who knows how true that is, but certainly, you know, Coach Eck, he's hardly lost any games, and it's just an honor to, you know, be coaching on the same floor as a guy like that who's done it for so long and had so much success. So, you know, anytime you're able to compete against one of his teams, it's an honor. And then if, you know, you put yourself in a position to have a chance to, you know, win one of those games against his team. It's pretty rare, so you get excited about that.
Yeah, I was talking to Joe Auer earlier this week, and, you know, we're mentioning how he's averaging or allowing teams to score in the 20s in a lot of their games, and I know he's overmatching a lot of those opponents, but still in the shot clock era, that's pretty remarkable. And then you have this low scoring game. Is it more of a challenge in the shot clock era? And I know the game hasn't changed that much, but if it does feel a little bit more up and down, is it more of a challenge to get guys to focus defensively?
I don't think so. I think if you're demanding guys to focus in on certain things in certain areas, I think quality coaches and that have quality players will buy in and focus on those things. That's an area that, you know, we have discovered since coming back from break a little bit that we were not doing a good enough job in, was on the defensive side of the floor. So, you know, we're really have been focusing on that and trying to address that, because when you play a team like Heights, you're not going to outscore them and win a game that's played in the 60s. You know, you're going to have to be prepared to win a game that's played in the 40s or 50s. And if you're not tough enough on your defensive end, you know, to string together stops and make them earn things, you're not going to have a chance to beat a team like Heights.
Andy, we do appreciate your time. Thanks for being on with us. Congratulations on your fast start. Good luck against Derby coming up Saturday night, and then Heights next Friday, and then a tournament in Valley Center. Busy time for high school basketball. We appreciate you coming with us.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I always enjoy coming on.
All right. Talk to you soon. That's Andy Hill, the head boys coach at Northwest High School. We'll be back. We've got an hour left. Mike Furches will join us after the break. No, actually not after the break. After the break is later. Our town hall segment. We'll be back.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.